Hey friends, welcome to another episode of Black Girls Laughing.
Woo!
Hello!
I'm trying to be subdued because I'm usually extra amped.
Hey guys, what's up? I'm gonna be amped today, yeah!
We're trading places.
Well, we have a new segment today that I'm like so prepared for, so I'm really excited.
She remembered, and other people didn't take notes. I totally forgot about this, but it's gonna be dope.
I got the notes. I'm ready to go.
Oh my gosh, it's been a week. How a y'all been?
I'm exhausted.
I'm pretty. I woke up at 5:30 for the gym today, so I'm pretty tired.
I got up and ran this morning. I was proud.
I saw that. We're friends on Runkeeper.
I got my run in.
Yeah, I went to the gym, but I went at 9 a.m.
Did you quit ClassPass? Are you done?
Not yet. My cycle's over the 14th.
I didn't even re-up for the next month. When they told me that shit went up, I was like, nope.
Done.
I was like, it's over. I don't need to be spending this money anyways.
For $140?
$35. Yeah, $140 at the end of the day.
Enough.
Yeah.
Oh, hell no.
Remember how much we were loving ClassPass? If you listened to like the second episode or something, we were talking about working out and how much we love ClassPass. So our love of it's gone. Sorry, girl.
Yeah. It's so... And I was considering like signing up. I got back from Nashville. And I was like, oh, I'll do the 2-week free trial. And if I like it enough, I have this new job. Maybe I can afford it and I'll do ClassPass with y'all. And then I knew everyone else's was going up. I was like, I wonder how much it's going to be in Philly. $140?
Yeah, it's too much. I mean, I get it. And I kind of felt bad for some of like the smaller mom and pop ones when I would go in there with my ClassPass class. I didn't feel so bad for like Flywheel because that stuff's too expensive. $28? Oh, hell no.
Per class, yeah. For 45 minutes.
Yeah, for a 45-minute workout. That's ridiculous. But.
Buy ClassPass.
And hello, the sidewalk. I'm about that free working out. Get my butt outside. I'm about to buy me some new sneakers because I deserve them.
That $135 that went to ClassPass gives you a good pair of sneakers.
Exactly. I'm buying some new ones after I do the Tough Mudder because whatever sneakers I have now will be destroyed after that. So
without a doubt, I joined the Y and I do classes there and I love it.
Wait, are you done with
Planet Fitness?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
I joined the Y that's closer to me because it's more convenient. And I did kickboxing last night. And they have yoga. And it's a lot of fun. And so, yeah.
So, we've got a good show for you. We're going to do the John, of course. There's so much to talk about. We've got the new new segment called Words of Wisdom.
This week, featuring Tiffany Pollard, a.k.a. HBIC, a.k.a. I Love New York.
The queen. This is for you, Seamus Hunter McCarty, who's listening. Since that was the thing that we would lay hungover and watch all the time, this is just for you. And if you like Tiffany, you can like it as well. And then I'm going to give a little update about that Pinterest monetizing strategy we were talking about. Let's give you some more tips on how to use Pinterest.
Sounds good. I'm excited to hear about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Let's kick it off.
And then the rest of the show.
Girl. Oh, good. Okay.
And then, of course, the Throwback Jam and Giggle Have a Roar. We've got too much to roar about.
Cackle about and just so many things.
Feelings.
All the feelings, all the emotions. You know how we do it.
So let's get it going.
Let's do it.
All right, so let's get started with the John. Rashonda, what you got?
First up, so I don't watch the whole Miss America beauty pageant stuff. That's just never been my jam. But when I woke up on the news, I saw that this beautiful black woman had won Miss USA 2016. So I was all in my black girl swag, and it totally got me going. So of course, before I could even like flinch, this woman started getting all this hate on social media. She's gorgeous. She's an Army Reserve officer. She's 26. She's completely beautiful. Deshauna Barber is her name. She served in the Army Reserve since 2011. She's badass. The pictures I see of her, I'm like, oh my God, look at this woman's body. Like, she seems to like be kick-ass, had all these great answers, just seemed her to have it all together. They were amazing. She had like, really spot articulate, spot-on answers. But then, of course, the trolls got to come out. So I'm just going to read a few things that I heard about this woman. She doesn't even look American, is what someone posted. How does an American look? Not like her. She looks Nigerian or something. She's ugly AF.
And was that some black people?
Believe it or not. No. Okay, no, good. No.
No. I was so mad if they were throwing her under the bus for some reason.
No. These are all vanilla girls. I mean, pure vanilla. So my thing is...
Pure vanilla.
To the core.
Which nobody knows what that actual flavor is. So like,
I was like, pure vanilla? That's brown.
So yeah, the complete trolls came out after this woman who was stunning and has sort of killed it and made this black girl magic rise up again and sort of has taken it to a new level, mm-hmm. came out with these great answers, was sort of prepared. And for her to sort of get this backlash, because I'm going to say it, because I believe she's getting this because she's a dark-skinned black woman.
Yes.
Yeah.
Without a question. So it was like, yeah. What the hell?
A lot
like,
of people were saying that she wasn't as beautiful as Miss Hawaii.
Uh-huh.
And let's also give some big ups just to Miss USA for this year, all of the finalists being people of color.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
That is big ups. Huge. Like, sorry, Becky, you didn't get to make the cut this time. No blonde-haired girl up there trying to win. But, like, hey... America has lots of different types of beauty, and we got three representations of that. But people were, but it's that whole light skin, dark skin thing, mm-hmm. And people like not recognizing just, that's beautiful as well.
Or like just the fact that she was, I mean, there's going to be backlash anyways if she was light black or dark black.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like,
yeah.
The fact that she's black is like just makes people furious. Even
They've
though
always
she's
been furious when black people win.
You know, serves our country as an IT analyst and had like the best answers of anyone there.
Exactly.
She was brilliant.
I've seen people say that was the PC choice. That, oh, I guess Miss USA is just trying to be politically correct like everything else, shoving down diversity down our throats. Like, what? What is she picking the person that was the best of the 50 women that were up there? Like,
because they cannot believe that a person of color is actually ever the best.
Mm-hmm.
We black people can't be the best. They're black.
But we are the best.
I know that. But they to the Trump America and even some not Trump America. Oh, yeah.
Isn't
Trump
this
America.
Trump's like, isn't that his? Anyways,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
his freaking, like, yeah. I haven't heard anyone talk about that yeah. it's actually Trump owns it.
No,
like,
no, people don't know actual facts. Come on now.
But he does still own it, right? Like, that hasn't changed.
Not that I heard
no
of.
Idea.
Yeah.
Like,
but then again, who knows?
But who knows? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's making his own press. He doesn't need Miss USA
no,
to make him
he
relevant.
But once again, it's always this whitewash thing and that she can't be the best. She can't be the most
no.
beautiful. She can't be the smartest. God forbid that USA make the best a black woman and that be the poster child of USA, because that's just terrifying.
It is. It's scary.
It's terrifying. Yes. Yes. But big ups to Deshauna. She's gorgeous.
She has very standard beauty. Like, she looks like she's following the standard of beauty rules, minus that her skin's a little darker.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
She's got the long hair.
Yeah.
She's got very symmetrical face. Her features are not very like African American in a way, in the sense that some people, like, she's got
the right nose.
The right nose. Yeah. Yes, yeah. The right nose. She doesn't have that Negro nose that people can identify and say things about.
She doesn't have Jackson 5 nostrils.
Exactly. No.
So
she's beautiful. I'm happy, and she's smart.
She's smart.
And like this is the first Miss USA where the people could actually answer the questions, because these questions are usually ridiculous questions, anyways, and they have like real questions that. They were intelligent. More intelligent than I'm speaking right now.
Yeah, it was... I watched, like, clips of it afterwards, because, again, I don't watch it either. And I was like, wow. Like, her answers were on point. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Her on point. So, obviously, the clear choice winner in that situation.
Exactly. So, congratulations, girl. Yes. Love from all of
Miss
us here.
Miss USA. Chocolate City.
Chocolate City.
All right. We can move on to my John and just talk about more girls and women just like slaying the game. So you should all be hip to Chrissy Teigen on social media. Like, I don't follow celebrities on Snapchat. I follow her. I don't really follow celebrities on Twitter. I follow her. And Instagram. She is, one, her child's beautiful, but yes. She is hysterical.
I haven't seen the baby.
Oh my God, so beautiful.
Yes.
So Piers Morgan, who some of you might not know is relevant, or the only reason why you know he's relevant is because he wrote some shitty ass article about Lemonade, yeah. And being like, can I even listen to the album because I'm not black? And everyone's like, nobody wants you to listen to it anyways because no one cares what you have to think.
No one called him. Who called him?
For no any, one invited
any opinions,
you.
Opinions, advice, nothing.
Please give the white man report. We want it. Please.
Nobody ever sends for Piers Morgan.
But he comes with 90 comes. Bags. You had too many bags. He's like, hey guys, I'm staying for 2 weeks.
So right after they announced that Muhammad Ali passed away, which rest in peace.
Rest in power.
Yes. Peace, power, and majesty, and floating like butterflies. He tweeted, I hope people don't make me sound too perfect when I die. No coats of sugar, please. So Muhammad Ali obviously isn't a perfect human being, but we're talking about the great things he accomplished, mm-hmm. and being so unapologetically black, mm-hmm. and also the best there is. Mm-hmm. The absolute best
black,
there is.
Unapologetically Muslim?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just like, unapologetic.
Just sticking to his guns in a way that no one can.
And so Piers Morgan felt the need to tweet that. So John Legend first came back with a, you could test us by announcing your retirement to Piers Morgan. which Chrissy then responded with, from what? Trolling isn't a job. I tried. Which then Piers decided to say, maybe I should take up a proper job like modeling. Which then Chrissy responded with, it keeps me nice and not racist. So sure, give it a go. And this is when you know, like, something crazy. Who's going to say the craziest thing? And when is Chrissy going to clap back real hard? And because we all know it's coming. So then Pierce responded with, I'm not racist either. So that makes two of us. Chrissy's response kills me and is the best clap back of them all so far. Remember when Bruce Willis didn't know he was dead? It's like that. So Piers Morgan is amongst the old white men Twitter trolls, mm-hmm. which there is a long list of them.
Of course.
But he continuously pushes himself to the top. Mm-hmm. And Chrissy Teigen continues to push herself to the top of the queen of the clapbacks. And she is ready to knock your ass out. Via Twitter, and I love it. Trolling is her job. She trolls with the correct power. She uses her powers of evil for good, and I freaking love it. I love Chrissy Teigen social media.
It's priceless. Chrissy Teigen is always coming at people.
Always.
Not apologetic for it. Nope. Like, most, I mean, and the thing is, like, it's actually, like, educated. It's never, like, she never says, like, stupid, ignorant shit where you're like, oh, Chrissy, come on, you could have, like, kept that one. Like, it's always, like, damn, Chrissy, like, you did your research and did, like, a comic spin on it. And you're like, I'm like, how long did you take to come up with this? But I think it's, like, she's off the dome.
Or she's, like, taking a little bit of time.
Yeah, and I think because it's really smart when she comes back. I think her and John Legend are, like, an amazing couple. The stuff they do together, philanthropic, but then, like, sort of their social media presence, specifically hers and how much she rides for John Legend and how quick she's
they're total relationship goals.
Like, they really are. They really are. So
I hate that hashtag, but
they are.
But
they are.
We can ride on it with that.
When I saw the picture of him eating a plate of fried chicken off of her, yes. I was like,
come on.
That's, I've never come wanted anything more.
Have you
more
seen
in my
her
life.
Cookbook? The pictures yes. of them are just yes. so cute.
Yes.
It's amazing. I love that thing. I don't even eat cooked meat, and I'm like, I need this book.
So follow Chrissy Teigen on everything.
All of
because
it.
She is everything. And I love her. Shout out to you.
Yay. So my John is about a lovely queen, Alicia Keys. You might have noticed that she submitted to Linnie Letter. If you're not familiar with Linnie Letter, it's yeah, I don't really like Linnie Letter either. I heard the groan.
I just hate Lena Dunham.
Lena Dunham has, like, this feminist website.
A womenist website.
A womenist website where...
No, womenist.
What?
White feminist.
Oh,
I call them womenist.
Womenist. Oh, shit. I didn't get that. Like, over the head. I was like, oh, maybe she's, like, one of those womanist people. Like, I don't know.
No, womanism is actually coined by African-American women who felt like they weren't included in the feminist movement. Yeah, so they created the term womenist. You're welcome.
Education game. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Raise me up.
So that's why usually when people ask me, I say womanist, and they're like, oh, are you trying to be different? And I'm like, no, you made me different.
Mm-hmm.
All day, every day. They put up.
You
yep.
made
yeah.
me
yep.
have yes. to be different.
Yep.
Well, Alicia Keys is down with Lena Dunham, as other celebrities are, and I don't know why. I think she's trash, but whatever. And she coined this piece on Linnie Letter. It's called Alicia Keys Time to Cover Uncover. And it's all about the choice that she's made to stop wearing makeup. And she goes into it's a beautiful piece. I think everyone should take a moment to read it, where she just talks about her life wearing makeup, from just, like, being a second grader with the frizzy hair, going to school picture day and not feeling cute, and her, your mother saying you're beautiful, but everyone else laughing at you, to, like, the pretty girls wearing lipstick and makeup in high school, and then the pressure to wear makeup in her music career, and how she's always felt like a chameleon, like she's two different people. There's the person that she's on stage, and then there's the person that she is in real life, and she just wants to shed all of that and be herself. And it's been reflected also in the music that she's been writing. She's been having this identity crisis, has gone to through meditation practice and taking the time to really get to know herself. And she's decided that herself doesn't need makeup. And I think that's beautiful.
Yeah.
I think that's beautiful. But again, if you need makeup, you want makeup, you like not even need makeup, you want makeup, makeup makes you feel beautiful, makes you feel good to put it on. She's not hating on that. She's just expressing her feelings about it and the industry that is, you know, tricking women into thinking that they're less than, that the only thing, the only value they have to bring to the world is their beauty. So she's subverting that by just not wearing makeup. And she wrote a song all about it. It's called When a Girl Can't Be Herself. And she has there's a lyric in it. In the morning, from the minute that I wake up, what if I don't want to put on all that makeup? Who says I must conceal what I'm made of? Maybe all this Maybelline is covering up my self-esteem.
Wow.
So I'm gonna love that song.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no. I mean, let's get the album. Let's see all of the, like, I'm for it. Alicia, yes. So she's just she's just taking this change. I think it's beautiful for her. She's been in the game for so long. So she can make these choices and she can take ownership of herself. So big ups to Alicia. I mean, I'm a part of a couple like makeup, like black women makeup groups on Facebook. And so there's been lots of debate about this. Lots of women are upset because when one woman says no to makeup, people automatically assume that we're coming for your makeup. No, Sephora's still there. You can beat your face and we love it. I love it. It's beautiful. I mean, I've been dabbling in makeup a little bit.
Because I'm like, too, girl. I'm liking it.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been fun. It's been nice. But you know, it's a choice that I decided to make. But like, I don't do it every day. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, and it's a choice that I made as an adult woman just to try something new. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And like everyone should make those type of choices. So yeah, go check that Lenny letter out. We're gonna put it in our show notes.
Even though I don't ever want to link to Lenny letter.
For Alicia,
maybe I'll like find it like a reposting of it on Blavity and put it and put that there.
I just don't want you all to be forced to be subjected to Lenny letter.
But maybe you'll like Lenny letter. Check it out. But this is nice. I like that there's celebrities that are going there to talk frankly about their understanding of feminism. And that there's women of color that are invited to the table, mm-hmm. too. Would love to see more. I mean, I haven't really been on Lenny letter. Someone tried to tell me that I should look at Lenny letter as a form of, like, of a way of me expressing myself and, like, follow, like, a similar pattern. Like, Lenny letter's great. You should, like, try to meet Lena Dunham or something. I was like, no, I don't like her. I don't like girls and I don't like Lena Dunham. She does.
No,
yeah.
Not at all. But, sure, I guess.
But Alicia Keys.
Alicia Keys.
Listen. Great piece.
That next album, I gushed about in common. So yeah. We all know that I'm waiting on with bated breath for this next album.
Because and go see the photo of her. Because she's absolutely beautiful.
All those freckles.
Yeah.
All those freckles.
I love them.
It's so nice to see eyebrows, not like... eyebrows, because like everyone like goes like hardcore with the eyebrows, and it's like the eyebrows with the concealer and the highlight, like everyone does it. It's just too much, to the point where I was like, maybe I should learn how to do this. And then I'm like, but like I like my eyebrows.
Yeah, well, I was watching a video yesterday and I was like, I still don't understand what this baking thing is. Like,
oh, just putting the powder on your face for like a year.
Weeks. Yeah, and I was like, I don't get it. And no, my roommate was like,
me strobing.
What the hell is that?
That's like, it's just like highlight instead of contouring. It's just like putting highlight all over your face.
Oh, I never tried
it's
that.
Like, oh, do you also highlight your upper lip?
Because I do that.
I don't do that.
I don't freaking get it. It makes you look like
what, shiny people?
See. When I do anything and I get hot, my head sweats, so I instantly get Whitney Houston upper lip. So I don't get why you would want to highlight that. Yeah. I'm like, already looks sweaty naturally because I'm sweating. So why do I want to make it look like that?
And makeup makes me extra sweaty. Like it's just too much. I'm trying to figure out what works. This powder that I bought in the winter that was bad in the winter, but it's doing good now. That's been cool. But I'm a low maintenance. It's like, oh, through this on, a little bit of powder, a little bit of blush. Oh, I'm done. Lipstick maybe? No, lip gloss. Okay. It's popping. I'm doing lip gloss. I'm ready for those juicy lips to be back.
Yeah. I've been on my Alicia Keys for a long while now. Just no makeup. I fill in my eyebrows because a girl's got alopecia and that's about it.
Yeah, I think it's great. Go ahead, Alicia. I think it's beautiful. Variety is always a good thing.
Yeah.
Test and try different things. Whatever floats your boat.
And there's just different types of women. Let there be different types of beautiful women out there. We've been pigeonholed into one thing. Let us be us.
I'm a different woman every day.
What are you today?
Chill AF.
Chill AF.
I like that.
Chill. All right. AF.
Be this one more.
It's because I'm exhausted.
All right. So that's the John.
Yes.
Woo. So our new segment. Yes. Words of Wisdom.
Yes. Featuring this week, Tiffany Pollard.
Yo Girl, New York.
The HBIC, which I learned colloquially that people know her as the HBIC.
Oh, yeah.
Really? Not even as New York.
Really?
Not even as Tiffany.
Because that's just her,
the HBIC.
Her Instagram is HBIC New York. Oh,
so literally has made herself the HBIC, and that's how people know her. So we talked last week about how much we love Tiffany Pollard, and we said we were going to have words of wisdom for you this week. So I've got a list. Brie has a couple to throw in, but I'm just going to start from the beginning, and I'm going to read them in the most serious voice I can without laughing, and I really want you to take these to heart. I want you to bookmark them. I want you to save them for later. I want you to use them in the best moment that you can. So if you remember on Flavor of Love, there was a girl, Delicious, that New York did not like. She often...
Second season was Delicious.
I thought she was the first.
With the really big butt? Was that Delicious?
Yeah. That was the first season. Was Hoops
the second
season? Hoops was the first season.
Delicious
was the second season, because that's when New York came back in the middle of it to, like, whip those... Girl, I know the stuff backwards and forwards.
The most important thing that I was going to reference to is that she always called Delicious a man.
She was a man.
In reference to her mustache. And always said the meanest stuff. So, if you ever meet a Delicious in your life, here's a quote. Delicious's mom is an innovate. I never knew in 1,000 years... that a human could sprout plastic hair. For when people are questioning you and your capabilities, remember, as New York said, I don't apologize. I never make mistakes. When someone says something funny, but you actually cannot stand them, respond with, it's funny because you're a joke. When you wake up in the morning feeling flawless, say, as Tiffany Pollard once said, I just want to say, I feel fabulous, I look fabulous, I am fabulous. When you wake up in the morning and someone's just getting on your nerves, you know, you just walk into the office, Bill by the cooler just makes you real angry, but you just want to slide in that dagger of hate, start by saying, as Tiffany Pollard did one morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, you can choke. And when someone is doing the most, don't give them a moment. Point at them, point out the door, saying, make your exit. Further words of wisdom via Tiffany Pollard to anyone?
Beat a bitch if she spits on you.
And this has been words of wisdom from Tiffany Pollard. Thank you.
That was pretty perfect.
That was great. That was great. So yeah, if you have suggestions of other people that we should do words of wisdom from, we're looking for all of your favorite celebrities from Celebreality TV, you know, the reality stars. Teach us, educate us on some people that we might not even know about yet. And like, I'm not real up on Love and Basketball or any of those other shows, but I know there has to be some gems with lots of great things to teach us.
Yeah. Yes.
So come in soon.
Absolutely.
Come in soon, y'all. More.
Send them.
Alrighty. So, about 2 episodes ago, I was educating y'all on a couple of affiliate marketing plans that you can use to make some money with Pinterest. I advised all of you to go and become an Amazon associate, which is free. It's their affiliate program. And then you can start selling, start promoting everything on Amazon that you use and love. And you can promote things on your blog or via Pinterest by making cute boards that can help people make their purchasing decisions. One of the examples I made is that I made a board called Essentials for Making Green Smoothies, where I talked about the blender that I use and other blenders I've used in the past, some cookbooks and different things I like, power foods that I like to add to my things that are all available on Amazon. Put that, made a beautiful pen using Canva, and I've been seeing a little bit of some people clicking on it, clicking on things. Got my first payment, very little, but hey, we're moving forward. And so in the next couple of weeks, I'm going to keep on making pens and doing stuff. I'm going to give you some results from my little Pinterest experiment. But I wanted to give you guys a couple of tips on how to use Pinterest if you're not really used to Pinterest. So Pinterest is a web, is a social media site where you can create boards, where you can pin images that link to your blog, to other sites, and you can just share lots of different information. It's very popular with women. It's very popular with mommies. All the mommy bloggers are on there with all of their stuff. If you want to learn how to make an awesome closet, there's a hundreds of thousands of pins about it. If you're looking for some recipes, it's there. So if you want to dip your toe in the Pinterest game, you want to just start making boards. Start making boards about the interests that you love or about the things that you might want to be promoting in the future. And use the guide of the different categories that they have to help you figure out what boards you want to make. So it could be health and fitness, beauty, women's fashion, men's fashion, DIY. These are all of the just examples of the different types of categories on Pinterest. You want to make your boards, and you want to make sure that they're very clear, that you write a description for them that is full of different keywords that you're going to be using that people are searching for. And you can find out what a good keyword is just by typing it into the search bar in Pinterest and seeing if anything pops up. So if you're seeing that a lot of pinners have that name, or there's a lot of boards that have that name, you're on the right track. Make a board that has those keywords in it. Once you have a board that you want to start populating with stuff, start pinning. Make beautiful pins. You can use tools like Pixlr, which is a free tool for editing. It's very similar to using Photoshop, but it's free. Or Canva, that gives you a little bit of, it gives you a little more, like, it's a little bit limited, but you can make beautiful things. There's tons of templates that you can use for free, or for a minor charge of like $1 if you use some of their formatting. And they make really beautiful things that are eye-catching. And they also have a template and a whole style guide for Pinterest pins. So you can have pins that you have images that you could put on your website that are perfect for pinning, and that will garner you more clicks. Because the more clicks you get, the higher chance someone's going to buy something, and the quicker you're going to get some coin in your pocket. So you make this beautiful thing, and when you put it up, you make this beautiful pin, you link it to your store, your Amazon store, or a category on your Amazon store. And then when you're building the pin, you want to make sure that you put the same keywords that you were searching to figure out what you want to name your board. You want to use those same keywords inside of the pin so it can be searchable. You use things, so like with my green smoothie stuff, all of my green smoothie boards always have green smoothie in it because it's important to make sure that those phrases are in there. Or easy green smoothies, or some green smoothies for kids. Those longer tail things are also going to get you higher results. So a longer tail keyword, for people that don't understand that, that's just a keyword that has more than one word. So it's like 3, 4, 5 words is the keyword. And people search those type of things all the time. The other thing you want to do is find shared boards. Boards that people are collaborative boards that lots of different people are working on inside of the niche that you're working in. So using green smoothies still as our example, you want to look to see if someone that you know that does green smoothies, and you've looked and you've done research, if there's a pinner that has a group board about green smoothies, you want to see if she has any contact information, shoot her an email and say, hey, I would love to share information on your board. They'll probably say yeah. And then now you have a chance to meet all of the people and share your pins directly to people that are most likely to click on it. Join it. You're in it. And now you're building your traffic. You're probably building some followers. Make sure you follow all the people that you know and love. If you go on there, connect it with your Facebook. You'll be able to find all your Facebook friends that are on it. Connect it with your Twitter. You'll be able to find all your Twitter people that follow you. So if you're already on other social media networks, you already have a following baked in. Just go on there, start following them. I'm pretty sure they'll follow you back. Also follow folks, follow people's boards and follow people directly as a way to connect with folks. Liking people's pins, sharing other people's pins. This is a way that you create a connection and then you'll have more people following you and you'll be able to make this money easier. So there's other things you can do to like boost it up. There's these things called rich pins. And so there's pins that come with a little bit extra information. You want to look into that and see if and make rich pins when possible. So maybe you have a recipe that you want to share, as well as, you know, all the cool equipment that you use to make your hummus or whatever the recipe is. You put that up there and you make a rich pin for recipes. And what's really nice about those, it has all of the information, all the ingredient information inside of the pin. Those pins are actually clicked more because if people like the ingredients, they'll click in for more information. And again, you're getting closer to them clicking on that affiliate link and getting to your Amazon store. So, and the last thing I want to talk about, don't forget to ask for followers. Like, it's really simple to just go ask for followers. If you are deciding that Pinterest is going to be a place that you're going to play, put a follow me on Pinterest button on your website, on your other social media, accounts. Let people know, hey, I'm on Pinterest too if you're interested in these things. Share the content that you're putting up on Pinterest on other sites and then tell them, hey, I'm also on Pinterest if you want to see more stuff like this. A great thing if you are really doing great stuff on, say, Instagram. Instagram is awesome, but there's only one place for a clickable link. So you say, hey, you like these beautiful green smoothies I'm putting up? Check me out on Pinterest for even more information. And now they're following you there as well. So those are just a couple of tips for you to just get started on your Pinterest game. Let me know if you're doing this, if you're playing with Pinterest and you're trying to use this affiliate marketing to make a little extra money. Let me know what your results are if you start making some money. You can always find me on Twitter to chat about this at Bree Hines. Bree like the cheese. All right, so that's it, y'all.
Woo!
Make that money. Got good brains, girl.
Oh, thank you. Throwback jam.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. So this is, they only had this one, they had two songs, but they were definitely a one-hit wonder. And I loved this group. They were like all little chocolate, sort of like Jackson 5-ish. They were all brothers. They were so for real. And the one song they had that I liked was Candy Rain. I loved this song when I was a kid. It was like my jam. I knew the first verse.
Wait.
Have you ever loved someone?
So is it like, my love.
Yes. Yes.
Do you ever dream of
candy-coated raindrops? That was my throwback jam. I loved the crap out of this song.
I love it. Because at first when you said it, I was like, I don't know this song. And then I was like, wait. Yes, I do.
You thought you died. Yeah, Rashonda's like, I was dying. I was dying.
That's my throwback jam. Go listen to it. I don't know where they are today, but.
That will be on the playlist. So you can listen to Toto and then Candy Coated Rain next.
Candy Rain.
But we're on Spotify. Look for Black Girls Laughing, hashtag TBJ. That's the playlist. Everyone can check it out, and we throw all of our throwback jams on there.
There you go.
Boom. Yay.
Follow it. Like it.
Yeah. Share it. Listen to it. Get down with us.
Play it at your next party.
Yes.
I play it when I go to the gym, so you can do that. Let's run together, listening to throwback jams. So, signature segment?
Yeah. It is time for the signature segment. I'm actually being a little too amped. Bring it back down. It's time for the signature segment. Giggle, cackle. Roar!
Oh, is that how you have to
look at it? What you are doing right now is the most.
So much.
Whatever, someone has to be the Tamar. Yes.
You see what happened to Tamar, though.
Oh! Oh! Ain't this hoe ain't getting cut. Ain't getting cut. I am good to sponsors. I know how to act in front of the sponsors.
Yes. Checking the thing in. Yes.
If you need us.
She didn't learn.
If you need us, we will be the best spokesperson for your brand. We will not mess it up. We will make a segment just for your brand. Maybe.
Or at least talk a commercial. To us.
Okay. No. Okay. We want to keep this pure. So, my giggle, I haven't had a giggle in a while, but it kind of goes with the themes of all of my giggles, being like child things and cartoons and toys. My giggle is for this wonderful cartoon that I've fallen in love with over the past week called Steven Universe. It is amazing. It is like super feminist. Like, it is, it follows this little boy named Steven. And so you're like, oh, boy story. That's, how is that feminist? Well, he's the youngest member of the Crystal Gems, who are magical guardians of the universe, and they're protecting the Earth. And he's special because he is half gem, half human. And he loves and learns so much about the world. And he's just the nicest little boy. And he's got three badass mamas, Garnet, Amethyst, and Pearl. And they're the coolest. Like, Garnet is my jam. She's like, she's got the superpower where she could like punch shit really hard. And she is like a time traveling, just the coolest woman ever. And they just beat up everyone and do cool things and teach us awesome lessons about how to be better human beings. And then it's so pure and sweet, but then it can also be like a little bit of a mind, like a mind freak sometimes, and like really mess with you. Like, you're watching like an Adult Swim show, but it's a kid's show. This is on Cartoon Network. Like, this is basic Cartoon Network. It has dope music. It has this cute little brown girl that he's in love with, that's his best friend. And they learn so much about each other and about growing up. And oh my gosh, it's the best. It's my favorite show. Each episode is only 11 minutes. And they just hold you so tightly. It's so cute. And they have a good song. The song, I know. I sing it all the time. We are the Crystal Gems. We always save the day. It's the song. It is so cute and Pearl. I love it. So you should check it out. It's on Hulu.
Yes.
Okay.
They have the whole first season. The first season is 53 episodes.
Yes.
It's really cool because it's like a cartoon. You know, some cartoons are just like, they're episodic, so it's like episode, everything that happened then doesn't exist anymore. This keeps building upon itself. Awesome. So it's very much like an anime, but it's not an anime. Well, maybe it kind of sort of is, but it's not. It's American. And like, and it's like, and yeah, it doesn't have, I don't know what makes you an anime. I don't think this fits the genre. Nerds, teach me if you know. Let me know if this is an anime or not. But it's cute, and it's the first solo female show creator. This woman, Rebecca Sugar, who's is an Emmy award-winning writer and storyboard artist. She created the show on her own, and it's just it made me want to go make children's television. Because I was like, I had no idea it could be this cool. Because yeah. Some of the cool stuff, like the, what's that one with the ska music that everyone liked for a while? Yo Gabba Gabba. Yo Gabba Gabba was just too much lights, too crazy. it had good, it was cool that celebrities would come on and sing songs and stuff. It was too much for me.
For a minute, I was like, who listens to ska music?
But that had ska music on it. It was for those people that had, it was for Gen Xers who had kids. This is for millennials that have kids, because awesome. it teaches you all the great things. And I think there's even a lesbian love interest in it, which stopped the show from it was too much for London, and they were like, no, we're not gonna have this kiss happen. But which doesn't make any sense, right? But the show is great. Watch it. Love it. Again, let us know if you listen to it or if you start watching it. You can even look for stuff on Tumblr, but don't go too crazy because there's tons of spoilers on it. But there's some really great fan art of gems and stuff. And there's a whole wiki all about it.
I mean, isn't it Pearl who's queer because she has a crush? Oh, I might be spoiling. Whoops. Sorry, guys. Don't get off. But there's queer representation in this show, so it's really freaking awesome. I've been hip to Steven Universe via Tumblr for a little while now, but I made the craziest face because I know what I'm going to be for Halloween now. I'm going to be Garnet.
No, I was going to be Garnet. Yeah, I live on Garnet Street, girl.
I think you've already listed off 42 Halloween costumes for this Halloween. So
what now are that they? I've I don't already remember picked them.
Mine.
I'm going to be Garnet.
We're just still together.
She'll change again.
I'm gonna,
for the 50th time.
I'm going to take my hair and form it into
don't
that.
Worry. She'll change again. But yeah, I love Steven Universe, and it's been great. And I'm glad you're finally hip to it, because I've been hip to it for a while.
Well, why didn't you tell me about it? Damn, just keeping it to yourself.
I've definitely talked about Steven Universe.
Really?
Yeah, that and Adventure. Because I remember having a conversation about Adventure Time and being like, have you watched Steven Universe? Because I've been telling everyone. I remember gushing to it about to Naima. So I've definitely talked about it to everyone. At least once. But I'm glad you watch it now.
It's the best.
It's great.
I'm going to watch more after this.
I'm allowed to be cool for once, Jordan. The king of Tumblr over here. Being like, oh, I already saw that on Tumblr.
And he had to give it up, though. He had to give up Tumblr. That's how cool he is on Tumblr.
So I'm allowed to have my one Tumblr thing. Fuck off. So
what is happening right now?
So
I wish we had a show you could see these faces and things. So
I have the cackle for this week, and we've all at this table cackled about it in the last few days. So the election's still going on. We still have to hear things about Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, and literally, even if I support who I support, I'm really just tired of hearing about all of it at this point. Just in general, I don't care who you like or don't like. But according to, most news sources and mass media and everything, since she has so much money backing her, that Hillary Clinton has already cinched the Democratic nomination, even though the DNC hasn't even happened and blah, 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 and super delegates and all of the bullshit that's now in our politics because money rules everything.
Cream.
Dollar, dollar bill.
So, the awesome Twitter blogger, super popular, Mad Black Thought started probably my favorite hashtag that I've seen in a very long time. And it's in response to, you know, those Bernie supporters that are feeling pretty beaten down, pretty downtrodden, and just have to realize that if it does go to her, they're not going to vote for Donald Trump, because who would do that? I'm talking to you, scary Bernie bros. Who would do that?
White people that will be protected no matter what happens.
So Mad Black Thought tweeted, hashtag, girl, I guess I'm with her. Which accurately sums up my exact feelings for not really wanting to vote for someone who in 1996 created the idea that black people are super predators.
Black children are super predators.
I mean,
our babies.
All of the BS that Bill Clinton did in regards to the war on drugs
and welfare reform
and everything, and how she fights with Black Lives Matters protesters, and how she didn't support gays and then now suddenly she does, which is crazy to me, the amount of gay white men that are backing her when she's been so wishy-washy on that platform. Anywho, Mad Black Thought started, girl, guess I'm with her, on Twitter, and it's gone pretty freaking viral. There's so many GIFs that just accurately describe how those of us that don't want to vote for Hillary but don't want a Donald Trump in office are just feeling right now. And I was literally cackling when I read it, and it's probably one of the first, like, blatantly political things that I've posted on my Facebook. And I was like, this is how I feel. And so many people are like, yeah, exact. Like, mm-hmm, yes. Mm-hmm. Let's share this Michael Jordan meme of him crying again and again, because nothing has portrayed our faces more accurate than that scary looking meme. We'll put the meme in the show notes in case you don't know what we're talking about, but you should.
It's just so sad.
Isn't it?
That
awful?
We have.
It's awful.
Evil and super evil, and I guess we just gotta go for evil.
Yeah. And like, as we, so many people, I mean, I feel like every year it's like, well, I always hear people say, well, I'm gonna vote for the lesser of two evils. And I'm like, what? Like, why is that? Why is that all you
Jill Stein,
have?
just vote for Jill Stein, the Green Party.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I mean, I would write in Elizabeth Warren, but all know she.
I was seeing some articles earlier, like last week before the primary, but before the New Jersey and California primaries, saying that Hillary's really courting Elizabeth Warren.
Elizabeth Warren doesn't even like her.
I know, but it's for the party, so maybe she could be convinced.
They do
to,
that
because to jump on the ticket. Because if she jumps on the ticket. Or if she taps Bernie Sanders, I don't know if he would be up for that, but I doubt it. But like, it could be for the betterment of making sure we don't have Trump. Also, it would be cool if he was a part of, if he was doing things, because he could check Congress, because he would be in charge of that. Like, that would be interesting.
I just lost all faith at this point. I just really have. I have no faith in
it. So, I know we make jokes, and, like, everyone's been making jokes about actually leaving the country, but I'm very, very, very single and would very much marry to leave. So, shout out
to our all international boys.
Our listeners in Germany, Japan...
I've always wanted to go to Berlin.
Korea.
Berlin. Okay.
Berlin sounds great. Tokyo.
Where you at? You need
I'll
you
go
need
to Korea.
Someone.
Don't make me eat a dog, but I'll go. it's a delicacy. I wasn't being rude.
Like, that was such, like...
I'm thinking from the multiple friends, a friend that we have in common that was just like, oh, yeah, I ate a dog because I was in Korea.
Can we move on to the roar? Is that okay?
Yes, let's go to the roar. We can go to the roar.
So this roar is so good that I couldn't do it alone. I had to get my girls to join in with me.
Is it good?
I mean,
and yeah, it's not terrible. Good. It's not terrible.
It's so terrible.
No, we're not roaring in support. We're roaring in, let's go get this motherfucker.
Yes, exactly. So I was sort of behind on this story. I was reading The Skim maybe like 2 days ago, and they had it as one of their issues or whatever. And I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, what? Who is this person? So this guy, I'm sure you guys have all heard of this by now. If you not, please inform yourself on it. It's completely appalling. And just, I'll just go right into it. Brock Allen, a former Stanford swimmer who sexually assaulted an unconscious woman, was sentenced to 6 months in jail. 6 months. Because a longer sentence would have had a severe impact on him, according to the judge.
So, to preface this, his crime could get you up to 12 years in
yeah,
prison.
Yeah, it was...
It's 12 years is the sentence.
And he got 6. Because it would have had a severe impact.
Because he's, you know, Ivy League boy.
Yep.
He's a swimmer. He has to go work for daddy's company soon.
Well, if you read the original article about when they reported the case, they put his swimming times at the very bottom of it. Like, if you read the...
They just released... The media, like, recently released his mugshot. They've been putting out that cheese ball picture of that piece of shit.
Yeah.
Like...
Which is crazy. And, I mean, not crazy, but, like... How much you usually have to pay the media to keep a photo to themselves and not leaking it before you want it to be leaked. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden this photo is just now getting released. Like, how much money was shoveled out so they did not release the photo until now?
And at the same time, the media, why is the media protecting this boy? Because that's what they do. They protect rich white offenders and they let black offenders... Well, it's the first thing that... Is their mugshot?
Yep.
Even if they have not been convicted, they do full perp walk on people of color, and this guy gets to be handsome and adorable and star athlete. These are the phrases. Not you're terrible rapist. Why is it not? And why is it not rape? Everything that we've been seeing about him is that it's sexual assault, rape.
Yeah.
But when if a black man rapes and he gets convicted, it's rape. Because that's what it is. And let's call it what it is.
Oh, it's definitely rape. It's rape.
Here's a clear portrayal of white privilege. If you still don't get it, this white kid raped a woman. And they just released his mugshot. Someone's child fell into a exhibit in the zoo, and the first thing they released about the parents was the father's criminal record. If that isn't the most sobering example of white privilege to you, I literally, like, you'll never get it. You have to literally be Donald Trump, like... reincarnate, because what? It's right in your face, right there.
I can't even add anything to that. I was reading the BuzzFeed full article. I don't know, B, I'll ask you for the original article you were referring to so we can share that out. But the woman who was raped, she shared her entire letter. And it's so heartbreaking. I was reading it at work today, and the part that sort of stuck out to me the most, like in the very beginning, and she says, "You don't know me, but you've been inside me, and that's why we are here today." And that just like breaks my heart that this woman had to go through this. And like you said, he sort of,
he's just getting away with this. She didn't even know him?
She didn't even know him. You don't know me, like, but you've been inside me.
Sometimes they put that sexual assault stuff on friends. Yeah. It's like when frat boys do that to sorority girls that they knew. Like, oh, they were acquaintances, so it's sexual assault. Or it was on a campus, so it's sexual assault. He didn't even know her.
They didn't know each other. They did not know each other. You don't know me, but you've been inside me.
Can we teach, like, and this is the issue. Men are taught that they own our bodies, and whatever they want, they can just take. Mm-hmm. When's the children's book? Do I need to write the children's book called
"Don't
Susie's me. Susie's body's her body, your body is yours"? Like,
or like, don't rape? I don't know.
Yeah,
like,
don't rape. And I saw something that was like, can we stop calling it like sexual assault or like sexual abuse and call it rape, so it's something completely different from sex, because it's not sex.
Right.
It's
right.
Rape. There's sex and there's rape, and let's not blur the lines. Let's not make it blurry. No, but for some people people, it's blurred. So if we can just get sexual, like, no, it's rape.
Yeah.
Rape is rape. Sex is sex. Yeah. Don't confuse the two.
Yeah. And whether you rape them with your own body parts or with something else, which according to this case, there was a foreign object used, it's still rape. If anything from this case, I hope this was a big freaking slap in the face to people that consistently victim blame or say things like, well, he's a good person, so, you know, he couldn't have raped anyone because he's nice to me at the drinking fountain. Or let's stop minimizing the fact that women can also be rapists and they do also rape. And just because they're females doesn't mean they should get off scot-free.
Mm-hmm. I want to correct the thing. So there's this idea of consensual sex. It's just sex. But to say that implies that there is such a thing as non-consensual sex, which there isn't. That's rape. This is what it needs to be called. There is only sex or rape. Do not teach people that rape is just another type of sex. There are two very separate events. You wouldn't say that breathing swimming and non-breathing swimming. You would say swimming and drowning.
That's funny, but also not funny. And
I know,
very correct.
It's true.
Breathing swimming and non-breathing swimming. Who wrote that?
It was a photo from Feminist United. Someone made it. It was shared.
I love it.
Thank you, the internet, for bringing that into my newsfeed.
Yes, that's brilliant. I love it.
It's just heartbreaking. I
think we all feel universally the same way of just outraged about this. I don't want to make a rape a common conversation we have, but at the same time, it needs to be something that we talk about every day, all the time.
Yes.
Constantly. So we stop victim blaming and start making people feel more comfortable to come forward in situations like this, male, female, non-binary, whatever you may be. And I hope to see this many people outraged for cases that aren't going viral and for victims that may only tell one or two people or maybe no
when
one.
When it's closer to home.
Yeah.
When you know, when you are in the situation of stopping, of supporting, be the friend, be the ally for the people that are sharing that and be the support that is necessary, because that's what these people, that's what victims of rape need, is a support system of people that believe them, trust them, and that are going to advocate for them as they go through this horrendous legal system where all the burden is put on them, and these men are just able to go run these streets like freaking fools.
The only time that happens, by the way, the burden of proof being put on the victim seems to be in rape cases, which is insane, because that's literally not how the legal system is supposed to work.
an invasion of your body, and you have to prove
that someone did it.
Gosh. And let's make sure that we put this man's face everywhere.
Yes, please.
He cannot, this cannot be over for him in 6 months when he gets, or 3 months, because he was told that with good behavior, he could be out as early as 3 months.
And he will be, let's be honest. He will be.
Let's make sure his face is everywhere. Like, there was an article like, let's be the angry mob.
Yeah,
and share everything about this. Put this out there so we know who he is. I don't want him to be able to do anything after.
No.
His privilege stops today.
Let's always be the angry mob.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For victims, let's always be the angry mob they need. Well, after that sobering roar, it's like, let's pick it back up and wrap up the show.
Yay! Woo! We did a show. Let's be happy.
We had some Let the world stop being
terrible so we can not have these sad
Let's keep laughing.
Roars.
Yes.
We're black girls that are just going to keep laughing through the madness.
We're going to stomp on him anyways. It's going to be okay. I'm going to stomp on his face and laugh while I do it.
All right. You can find us on the internet at a couple of places.
Mm-hmm.
On Twitter and Instagram at BLK Girls Laughing with No G. Tweet us. Send us pics of you laughing. Tag us in your Instagram pics of you laughing.
Use hashtag black girls laughing.
Just be a black girl laughing and share it with us, and we will share it with the world, or our world, or more worlds.
If you, and you know, at this point, I'll even say, because I know a lot of our listeners are white, get your black friend. I know you got at least one. Take a picture of each other laughing together. You get to be in the picture too. You get featured as well. Make a black girlfriend. Take a picture. Send it out.
Also, on our website, blackgirlslaughing.com.
And on Facebook,
/
Black Girls Laughing.
Yeah. That's us on the internet. You can send us an email, blackgirlslaughing@gmail.com.
That's a great way to get in touch with us.
Yeah, that's great. Especially if you want to be a sponsor or something.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to be like, y'all so thirsty.
We are thirsty.
We are.
Gatorade? Coconut water? Where you at?
LaCroix, where you at? You've been seeing all my pictures on Instagram. You've been liking them. You've been liking them.
LaCroix?
Yes. I was like, can you get up in this? I'll do more pictures every day.
A LaCroix a day.
Because I have at least a LaCroix a day.
At least.
I pulled a U and got myself a six pack.
Yep. Oh, you gotta up the ante. Well, more than six.
I just went, we don't have grocery stores that have it in our neighborhood and where we work in Center City. So I walked to the Walgreens and they have little cute six packs and I got me one. I'm not a fan of the peach pear.
No, that's the best.
No, passion fruit's the best.
Passion fruit is really good, but
passion fruit mango.
Can't drink that.
I'm sorry you can't drink it, but for everyone else that's looking to try a LaCroix.
Don't drink the mango. Don't drink the mango.
The mango's good. The mango's real good. Not everyone's allergic.
Where do you guys fall on pamplemousse versus coconut?
Pamplemousse.
I've never had the pamplemousse.
Pamplemousse.
I like the coconut.
I mean, the coconut's good, but if you don't like coconut water, it's coconut water carbonated.
So it kind of tastes like suntan lotion, and I like it.
Coconut water always tastes like suntan lotion.
Coconut water?
We have?
Yeah. Like
regular coconut I do like the pamplemousse a little bit.
It's not as good as mango.
Pamplemousse is legit. I'm waiting for like a super pomegranate-y.
Yes.
Like, give me some LaCroix. Pomegranate?
I mean, come on. Like, people have been on the pomegranate tip for a while. You need to get that in the rep.
Avocado? I don't know. I'm sure.
Kale!
I'm sure they can make kale everything, yes.
If you put avocado with a fruit, it could possibly be
delicious.
Yeah. Who knows?
drink your La Croix, listen to us, take your pictures. There you go. Bye.
Bye.
Come on.